Hi there, this is Laurie Edge Hughes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. And in today's business and marketing audio number 18, I want to talk about target market strategies for getting referrals. So this comes as a bit of a carry forth, and really just to go over some of the information that came up when I did a roundtable on business and marketing at the 2016 STAR conference. So first off, you know, people were really interested in you know, different, you know, I want to get more vet referrals. That was the number one. And of course, that's what everybody thinks about. I would challenge people to go back and think, and if you go to the early business and marketing audios, I have you do this, where I want you to start thinking about the different target markets that you could have. So not just vets, we will talk about vets, but I want you to think about not limiting your target market to just vets. Okay, so you can look at and find information on dog walkers, on pet sitters, animal handlers, massage therapists or training facilities. Okay, how do you get, let's say groomers, pet stores. You can have your existing clients as a target market to bring them in to engage and utilize your services more or for different things. Different trainers or perhaps behaviorists, doggy daycares, doggy groups, whether it's a breed group or a sporting group, and even things like a doggy bakery, right? And then also to think about, you know, dog owners who aren't your clients yet. Now, the trick with that is, how do you find them? Okay, so you can look in, you can look online and find, you know, training facilities, and you might find dog trainers, you might find pet stores, but it's not like there is a group listing dog owners. So that one might be kind of hard, unless somehow there is a way to target dog owners through the licensing or registries within your city or town. But anyways, I just want you to realize that there's lots of different target markets that you could be targeting. And so the information we're going to look at will work for any target market. We're just going to, you know, really try and specify for veterinarians and how you can get more vet referrals. Okay. So if we think about getting vet referrals, you also have to think about who are you targeting within there. So yes, you want to get your information and or be able to talk to or make an impression on the vet or veterinarians at that particular practice. But you also have to think about the other people that are in there who may be screening the material. So the receptionist or the office manager. So you might need to come up with a strategy for, how can I make myself or my product of interest to the receptionist or the office manager? Because quite frankly, if you are, let's say you phone my clinic and I would like to talk to Lori. You will never get to talk to Lori, trust me, unless you are a vet and it's about a particular case, and it's about a particular case that we see, not just, hey, I have a question for Lori. You won't get to talk to me. And that's just my receptionist doing a good job. So you will find that at a lot of other places. So you're going to have to do something to be interesting, to get past the receptionist or the office manager, or if you're delivering something, that it will get passed on, or if it's something in the mail, that it gets passed on and not just chucked in the bin. Okay? So first off, I want you to think about this whole target marketing, to think about the different steps involved. Okay, so think about it as you really want to marry someone. Oh, I'm almost 22 and I totally want to get married. So you are not going to go, let's say, to the grocery store, find a good looking fella who's picking up melons and say, hey, here's a little resume on myself, and you know, have a read of that, and I'm free next Saturday if you want to get married. Okay, that's not going to cut it. So just sitting there and delivering your information to the veterinarian and expecting that they're going to turn around and say, hey, yeah, great, let's send some referrals their way. You want to create the relationship, okay? So you're not just going to go in and ask them to marry you right off the bat. You want a relationship, okay? So let's start off part one, okay? So step one. Send them some information, okay? Send them some information. So this can be an information about you, your services, your clinic, but add something useful, okay? Put in there something informational, something that could help them in their day-to-day practice. So maybe it's a little flyer on how to do joint compressions post-op. I pick that one because it's simple. I think all vets should be prescribing joint compressions for any post-op orthopedic surgery as a routine thing. So I pick on that because that is one of the things that I think is easy to give away as information. Okay, so something useful that they could use. And so think about whether it's information, whether it's, who knows, maybe you're directing them to a video, maybe you're giving them a flyer with that information on it. Basically, you're doing something. You're sending them your information about your services, but you're adding to it something interesting, okay? And in here, you basically want to stand out, right? You want to stand out. You're not just sending them, here's my card, now start referring to me. Something in there makes you different. Okay, now, maybe or maybe not, you will get a referral or two from that. But I think you should hedge your bet on not. Okay, so part two, your next strategy is you're going to drop something off. Okay, and again, make it interesting. So maybe you drop off some information again, along with, I don't know, a box of chocolates or flowers or something that's nice, something that's unique, something that's different. Maybe it's something they can use. Anything then that, like I said, is interesting. Quite frankly, interesting. And so I want you, this is where you really have to kind of scratch your brain and think, oh, what could be good here? Maybe even it's a custom notepad. That could be there too. But even better if it's something that, you know, let's say it's flowers and they sit on the front desk or they sit in the lunchroom and your notes on it, or they ask, you know, oh, who are these from? Oh, it's from that, you know, that new canine rehab facility that's opened up. Oh, really? Oh, that's kind of nice. Yeah, their information's there in, you know, on the back table, you know, have a look. Something then that gets you noticed, okay? Make it interesting. Now, you've got two points with that. One, this is your follow-up. One, hopefully they've heard of you. Okay. Two, this is your follow-up, so they get to hear from you again. It is said that you really need to drop in, visit, or your name has to cross a person's desk, about 6 times before you start to come into their collective consciousness. Okay. So this is number two. Okay. Now, the other thing, too, is you are also starting to give things, okay? So the psychology around this is that you are starting to enact the law of reciprocity, which basically means that if you give something to someone, they kind of feel like they want to give something back to you. Now, we're going to cross our fingers and hope that something is a large number of referrals, but this is kind of where we're going with this, okay? Now, three could be, maybe another follow-up phone call. And maybe it's a phone call where you are making an offer or you are trying to then get a meeting in front of them. So you can now start to tell them things, okay? Because people were saying, well, I want to drop off something and then I want to call them up and get a meeting. So you likely have to think about the steps in between. So maybe you send the information, then you drop off something. Number three is the phone call. And in the phone call, it might be asking for a meeting, or it might be that you want to find out about them. It might be offering to do a lunch and learn, offering to do something free. It might just be the phone call that, you know, first off you're saying, I just want to know that you received my information or whatever. But that can be your next point of contact. And hopefully within that, you can schedule a meeting. So schedule something where you can come in. Okay. Now, when you come in, so number four, is you are actually in there to talk to people because they have said, yes, we want you to come in. So this is where you could be offering to do something, like I said, the lunch and learn or something free. Okay. And within this, I want you to think about switching it around. So it's not just going to be about rah, rah, me, and I know how to do this, and now I know how to do that, and I can do laser and acupuncture, and I bought a shockwave machine, and rah, rah, me. Okay? I want you to flip it around in your head so that the goal of your meeting is to learn about them. Okay, to learn about them, to tell me about you, tell me about your biggest challenges at this clinic. I want to know how I might be able to help you and serve your clients' needs, okay? And learn a little bit about them. So study their website, see what you can find out so that when you are in there, you can also compliment them. And maybe it's complimenting them with, you know, wow, this is just such a beautiful, neat, and tidy clinic you've got here. Or I really loved your website. You know, what you guys have put on there is excellent. You know, your front end staff has been just lovely when I've come in to meet them, or I've spoken with them on the phone. They've just been delightful, you know, or I have had a number of clients come in and they rave about you guys and your clinic here. So I just really wanted to come in and learn more about you guys. So see if there's something you can compliment them on. Okay. And come, you know, find out what their challenges are, because this is a little bit, you're kind of doing your target market research, because you're finding out about that, because you then want to see how can I fill their niche, fill their needs, address their concerns, provide something that they want. Okay. But two, it's less about rah, rah, me, I want you to do this for me. And it flips the table, it changes the whole mindset, okay? They always say that, you know, people really like other people who are interested in them, who ask lots of questions about them, who find them really fascinating, okay? So think about that. How can I make this guy feel, or this gal, or whatever, this whole clinic, feel like, wow, I am so impressed. I just want to learn more about you. Because that's going to change the psychology and the dynamic around what's going on. Okay. So this could be your meeting. And within that meeting, you might pitch number five, okay, which is how I can help. So this could be an offer, whether within that meeting, if you're not there for a lunch and learn, you can offer to do a lunch and learn. You can offer to do something for free. Maybe you come by and you show, you know, here's how to assess, for a cruciate ligament on an unsedated dog, right? Or here's how you assess the tendons in the shoulder. Maybe it's something that you can help with or provide, you know, or here's some simple things. Here's a simple handout to give to owners for that immediate post-op phase where it might be joint compressions and a little bit of effleurage for swelling. Some simple stuff that you feel safe to give away, right? Not the whole, here's how you do everything, but here's some stuff that, you know, I always think there's stuff that every vet should be doing, even if they're not rehab people. Okay. So number five is how I can help. So this is your offer. Okay. Here's how I can help. Okay. So let's say something then that you could offer, okay, would be the number six, which is the do. So your offer might be to treat a staff dog for free, or to treat a staff dog in-house, or any dog that they want in-house, so they can see you do an assessment and your treatment plan and your treatment, or so that they can actually see what it looks like, see how, you know, your thought process is different when you're approaching things from a rehab standpoint as compared to traditional vet medicine. So the five is the offer, the six is the do, right? So the do is then you do that. You do what you have offered, okay? Okay. Now, seven is kind of looking at your referral relationship, okay? And this is kind of like establishing the rules of engagement in that, you know, and let them know here's what you're going to do too. So your initial assessment, you're going to send them back the information. You're going to update them within 3 to 4 treatments, or update them as needed, or when there's a change, and update them when there is discharge. So this becomes, yay, maybe you've gotten them to refer to you, okay, but you need to kind of continue that relationship when you start to see their patients. So if you just start to if you just start to treat the dogs and yay, and they don't hear from you again, well, they're not going to be terribly happy about that. So one, they want to know that, you know, how is that patient doing that they send? Because, you know, their owners are going to be either happy or not happy with them, depending on, you know, the job you do in through there. So they're going to feel like, you know, they're, reputation, shall we say, is on the line dependent upon how you do. Okay. I would also throw into that, you know, don't forget to thank them when they send you a referral. So whether that ends up being like a, well, what we do is we send out a thank you, and we put something like the thank you note, and we usually do something silly. Like we peruse the dollar stores, okay? And you go up and down the aisles, and you look for weird trinkets. You look for weird stuff. So, for example, we had one that was, there was a study that had recently come out that chewing gum makes you more smart. So we sent a pack of gum, and we said, you know, we read a study that chewing gum makes you more smart. We figure you must chew a lot of gum. Thank you for referring Sparky Smith last month. Sincerely, the Canine Fitness Center. So thank them. But then again, then we go back to make it interesting. Okay. So just to remember your referral relationship, that was the point of number seven, is that you are communicating about the patients that they send over, so that there's lots of information flowing back and forth. Okay. Then you've got number eight. And number eight is, okay, now let's say you have finally gotten, you know, vet clinic XYZ to start referring. You need to be in constant contact with them. So that is, you are sending them stuff on a regular basis. You are thanking them, like I said. So you are maybe sending out a newsletter on a quarterly basis. Maybe you're sending out food or your flowers, like I said, now and then, that it's like, oh, we just wanted to thank our top 10 referring clinics, you know, and you are one of them. You know, thank you for your support, whatever, or food or chocolate or something like that. Be where they're at. Okay. So if, you know, there's a local vet meeting, go there, maybe go there and, you know, so you can say hi and all the rest, but maybe you have a booth if it's that kind of a function. Okay. Different mail outs of information, things that are handy and useful, so you can then be their educational source, where it's like, oh wow, you know, I find, you know, perhaps it's one of those where it's like, oh, you know, I just don't like our national veterinary magazine, I just don't find it very useful in it, but you know what, this animal rehab clinic sends me some, they do a synopsis of some really cool articles, and I find that useful, so, you know, I really like when they send me, and maybe that's the newsletter, or maybe it's a little bit of a briefing or something like that, but something that crosses their desk that makes them think about you on a somewhat regular basis. Okay. And you may need to re-engage these people, because there can be things come up where you're like, oh my gosh, you know, my referral source from wherever it was has totally dried up. I don't know what's going on. So, you know, maybe call them. Call them, find out what's going on. Just want to make sure that that you're okay, and or that there's nothing that I've done that, you know, that has upset you in regards to our relationship. I just noticed that we haven't seen nearly as many referrals from you over the last 2 months, and you know, I let me know if you want to talk about anything, or if there's anything I can do, or, you know, just I want to make sure everything's okay between us. And, you know, when we brought this up at the round table, people had said, oh yeah, you know, that they had had different things where, you know, they called someone up and it's like, oh my goodness, this person is going through a divorce and this and that's happening. And it's just, you've fallen off of the radar in their thought processing. So that could be all it is. Or maybe it's something that you need to deal with. Okay. And don't be afraid to get that feedback, because that's only going to make you better, is to take it on that way and say, okay, you know, I'm really sorry you felt that way, or, you know, that maybe it got referred in as this kind of a case, and you found that it was actually a different kind of a case, and you treated it, and, you know, the dog got better, but the owner was upset. Maybe that's something that's come up, and you need to talk about, you know, well, you know, the dog did get better. How, so, you know, I really do believe that it was a problem in the back, but how would you have liked me to have handled that in the future? And maybe it just requires some of those really hard but honest conversations, okay? Anyways, this is what I want you to think about. So the whole purpose of this audio was to get you to realize that you are not going to get, you know, that veterinarian to marry you on just because you've sent them your bio and your information. You're going to have to work on this relationship a little bit before you can ask for the marriage proposal, okay? Or rather, the referral and the wonderful referral relationship. Alrighty. So there we go. That, I hope, helps you a little bit. And until next time, cheers.